This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3.
Hey, it's Sarah and Vinny. Thanks for listening to our podcast.
Remember, you can see us live every day and watch video replays at RadioAlice.com/watch.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Let me get this started. There we go. All right. Woo. Woo. Oh, God, Monday. I'm so thrilled that you're here. Just tell this is going to be an amazing week. Hi, Vinny.
Spill it.
Spill which part?
An entire month of, I've got something coming up. It's very big. I can't tell you about it, though.
I'm a minister of the Universal Life Church.
What?
Yes. I married my friends over the weekend, which was freaking so surreal.
What does that mean?
I've never done anything like that. And I was, and it was a weird wedding too, because it was just set up so strangely. Like it, you know, they did a save the date a few months ago and threw a party at a restaurant, and you know, so I think people sort of knew that.
Are you allowed to tell who it is or
it
not?
It's legit Tommy. And his beautiful wife, Erin.
Tommy Igo, who's known as one of the best drummers in the country, if not the world. But he's also been on this show doing movie reviews.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah. So he's. I've been friends with him for, I don't even know how long. A while enough that clearly he thought, I should get Sarah to do this. So when he asked me to do it, I'm like, first of all, I thought to myself, are we that close of friends? Like, I love him, but, you know, I would think he was like,
are we that close of friends?
Yeah.
Okay, I have a question for you before you go any farther.
I'm thrilled to say that we are that close of friends.
Well,
just
that's
to sort of clear that up.
Right.
But I did think, what about all those other friends? Me? Sounds like a pain in the ass.
But don't you think by asking you, the very nature of the question tells you how he feels about you?
Yes.
Because I've been told.
Shocked.
As I was looking at this.
It was exciting.
Wonderful wedding
thing.
I'm looking at. I'm like, well, aren't I broing my friends by not inviting them? And I've been told multiple times,
no,
that's not the way it works. You invite the people you love and care about, and then you let them
decide.
Your
very closest people.
That's so. So in saying what you just did, you're like contradicting some of the stuff I keep getting pumped into my brain. Like,
yeah.
Didn't he, by asking you, say to you, yes?
He did. That's why it was surprising to me, because although, I mean, I really love him and I count him in my close circle, I definitely, it's almost like validating when someone asks you. Like, it really, I went, oh, I mean a lot to you.
Mm.
That is, I was thrilled. But I did say to him, I go, well, listen, if you rethink this or anything, I don't want you to feel like you can't.
Locked in.
Yeah, I mean, don't. But he's like, Sarah, will you stop it? Just, I would love you to do it. I'm like, well, then I would love to do it. So it took me about 4 minutes, and I went on Universal Life, and really, you just fill out some info, and they send you a packet, and oh my God. So then I do the whole thing, and this is, I'm going to just fast forward here. Spoiler alert. They got married, and later we were back at my house, a few of us.
This is after the wedding and after the wedding party.
Well, here's the thing. So the wedding party started at 7 p.m. And I figured, well, the marriage will happen at 8 then, right? Like then suddenly it's a surprise wedding and, you know, everyone's there. Dude, it's 9:45. I'm like, hey, I think you guys should get married soon. Like people are starting to leave. They've been here for...
I'm like... My ride's going to be back here at 10.
I know. Wait a minute.
Right.
So all these people show up for this party, and at this point, it looks like a wedding?
No. It looks like a cocktail party at a restaurant.
It looks like a party.
Mm-hmm. And they're playing, the band members are playing up top.
And is the rumor, they're getting married?
You know, yes.
Okay, so it's going around.
But they
Everybody knows.
Are in full denial the whole night. Like, oh, just a party. She's wearing a black dress.
Yeah, Erin was wearing a black dress.
Right. Then all of a sudden she changed into a white dress right before. But I'm seriously like I think at 8 o'clock I'm like, so, you know, when are we gonna do this? Because the thing is too, like I had, you know, I sweated this a little because I've never done anything like this before, and I'm, you know, certainly not a religious person, and but I wanted it to be a nice, and I had had my own ideas about like what I've liked in ceremonies that I've been to, and so I had some things put together, and I've been kind of bugging them the last couple weeks, like. So, are you guys writing your own vows? So, would you like this part in there? Do you like this traditional thing? Do you want to scrap any tradition? Because I'm writing this thing out for myself so that I at least have a guideline to go by. So, and
well, yeah, it's their wedding.
Yeah. I'm taking it very. I did have maybe two drinks in the 3 hours I was waiting for the thing, because I'm totally water methody. I was sober as a church mouse. You would have been proud of me.
Well, I'm peeing like a racehorse.
I was. I know. Oh, my God.
All that water.
Well, no. I mean, I was just didn't want to. I know me.
You didn't want to mess it up.
I don't want to mess it up, and I didn't want to be lit. You know? So, I mean, I wanted to be present and be, like, to me, it's a sober occasion. So, I said a few times leading up to it, like, all right, so, you know, I don't, without telling you everything I've got written down, because I want there to be some surprises in this for you, like, well, you know, you need to tell me, and they're like, yes to this tradition, no to that, blah blah blah. So I have my whole thing all written out, so I show up at 7 o'clock, and Aaron goes, oh, I found some really nice, like, call and answer, like repeat response things that I really, and I'm sitting there with my completed paper, and I'm all ready to go, and I go, all right, text them to me. So she picks out this really long thing. So I go to the I go to the office in this thing, and I go, hey, can I get on a computer real quick? And I have to retype the whole thing. So I sat there and did that. And you know, I've worked in restaurants. I'm sure you guys have too. And the office is always so glamorous in a restaurant.
Right.
This one was clearly at one point a coat closet. Mm-hmm. And I'm jammed in there, and there's like, you know, supplies hovering over me, and the computers are sort of stacked in this like weird. So I'm in there, the door closed, and just typing this whole thing over. And I thought, you know, good for them. This is, you know, I'll do whatever they want. And if it, yes, Vinny, your hand is up.
So the thing you're typing, you're just going to have to read it at this. There's no memorizing it.
Oh, I was never going to be able to I can't remember anything anymore.
So you're just going to read it off the page. Okay, got it.
So then there's me with all my well-laid plans. And then the time comes finally to do the wedding ceremony. And I'm jittery. I'm a little nervous. I don't want to mess it up. But it was pretty casual. I mean, it wasn't even like they walked down an aisle or anything. We all just sort of stood in a row and I was, it was very interview-esque because I had a microphone as I'm doing my part. And then as they have stuff to say, I'm holding the microphone over like, boop, boop.
Oh.
You know, so it was really very casual. I moved around them a couple times because we were all just sort of standing in a big circle as they did this. It was kind of sweet. But
so now it's 10:30 or 11? So,
no, they got married like just about at 10. Like I would say
all right.
Pretty much at 10 o'clock.
And you stayed for that?
I did.
You had a great time.
I had fun, and then ate very little food. That fried chicken, man, I was thinking about it all weekend. But then Alden came to pick me up, and yeah, I left pretty quick after that.
You just said you ate very little food, but that fried chicken, you thought about it. So,
well,
did you eat it or
George
you didn't?
George was my date and had brought
a plate of food. Over.
And in between me and Danielle picking at his plate.
You ate the whole thing?
No, but I was picking off his chicken for sure, but. You know, you're just, you're drinking, you're not really thinking about eating too much, and I was worried about Alden because we had a pickup time, and it's just like, I gotta get going, and I'm tired, even though I went and took like a 5-hour nap at home day. Yeah, I was so tired. And then,
I got a good little
and then I had
too.
A 7 a.m. hair appointment, too, that I
get
to. Oh,
geez, all kinds of stuff going on.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I loved the food. I thought it was the short rib. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh, wow, bonus.
Oh, yeah,
food.
I did take a bite of that.
Food, and I'm sober enough to enjoy it. All right. So I get up there to do the thing, and the lights are so low, I can't even read my paper.
I would have given you my flashlight.
Yeah, you know, I should have, hilarious. Luckily, I'd read through it a bunch of times. I really just talked about, like, friendship and how important the people are that you go through life with, blah, blah, blah. And then, but it got to
blah,
the,
blah, blah,
you know, blah, 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 all that crap.
Most weddings, blah, blah, blah.
Sure. But weddings, blah, 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 love, blah, blah, blah. Commitment,
together
blah,
forever, blah,
blah,
blah, blah.
Till you die, blah, blah, blah.
The end.
So I got the paper in front of me, and the only part I really needed to see was the new part that she had just done. So I'm sitting there, and I'm like staring at it, trying to read it off to them as though I have it down. And that was the only kind of, for me, dicey moment. But then I got to pronounce my good friends, husband and wife, and did the whole kiss the bride thing.
Yeah, it was pretty lovely.
It was very nice.
You pulled it. I didn't notice that you were having problems reading.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, yeah, it didn't seem like you were nervous at all.
And it was short. Mm-hmm. Maybe 5 minutes at the most.
This is what I read this morning on Tommy's Instagram. Mm-mm. And I thought, wow, this guy is intense. And he's pretty intense, right?
Yes.
He writes, at Aaron Igo, that's his new bride. You are an angelic, magical presence in a world of clumsy, selfish snakes.
Oh.
Thanks for the complete repair of the inner soul. You're one in a zillion. I'm like, Jesus. Is the world that bad?
Maybe his world is that bad. She's the shining sun.
Well, he's living a rock star world all over the world.
That is true.
I guess. Good for them, though. Congratulations.
The secret wedding is over. Congratulations to them. They have four great kids between the two of them.
And nice.
Very sweet. And the one thing that I did for them was I love binding ceremonies with the ribbon. And so I made them this really long. And I stitched little bells all the way around it. And I hand lettered the back of it, like spelling out everyone in their family's names, including their their cat and dog.
And so what do you mean they're binding? What does that mean?
So you, they hold hands. Yes, it's totally like a, you know, BDSM thing. Oh, well, your sound effects are very loud, Bryn. You tie it around their hands, as you say, you know, bind your love, bind your hearts, bind your families, you know, that kind of, it was nice, my little contribution to it. And I hope, you know, it was a pretty ribbon and they'll be able to put it on their Christmas tree or something, I guess.
Yeah, I'm sure they'll hang it up. It's going to be with them forever.
Really sweet. It's cute.
Mm-hmm. All right.
So anyway, that's
over.
That was
a big deal.
That was the big deal. It was so funny. I saw Hooman every night this weekend because Hooman was at that.
Lucky.
And then I saw him at the Johnny
Mosley
party.
Now.
Oh, my God. So on Saturday night, Johnny Mosley's opened this sports bar. It's over. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Shame.
Mosley's? What?
It's called Mosley's Sports and Spirits.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's got to be, right? I mean.
Right. Yeah. And it's cool. It's like this. It's a pretty big space. You know, the crazy thing is this place is, I don't know about this place. Maybe he'll be the one to bring it some luck, but there have been 100 restaurants in there since I've lived here.
Yeah.
It was Izzy's Steakhouse. It was Brick and Bottle.
Oh, it was Izzy's?
It was. And it's just.
Ain't easy.
It's not. Well, it isn't. And it's a big space.
What did they
say,
50% closed down or
more? You guys.
Yeah, the first year.
You know how many. And food is the curse because you get one bad meal anywhere.
You never go
and
there
you go,
again.
Okay, well, bye.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't. You don't have the money or the time to be going back to places that served you
that
wrong.
That didn't delight you.
So that's easy to make a mistake.
Oh, definitely. Well, and I don't know about the location, although they just put in a ton of housing around this place. So it's where the, what is it called? Any Mountain.
Or now Power Yoga.
Yeah,
How about now Power Yoga?
It used to be, I know where the Any Mountain is. Is that right off of 101?
Boy.
Yeah.
You can see it from the highway.
We're rolling.
Yeah, I think I did appearance there.
Major shame. So he's got it all. It's very sparse. Like they cleared it all out. It has almost a warehousey feel. It's kind of cool and pool tables and that kind of thing. Most crowded thing I've ever been at in my life. I couldn't even be in there.
Super crowded.
I could not be in there. I actually, even though it was freezing outside, I was sitting outside by the, they had these like little fire pits going. Because I can't be in the thing where you have to like snake your hand up your body to scratch your face. Like it was nuts to butts.
Oh.
It was and hot in there, but everyone's having and so loud. I can't hear a goddamn thing anymore. It's awful. Like all I can hear is everything just like cacophony.
You know what I used to like to do at parties like that? Just drink myself stupid.
Yeah, that
just
was
drink. Drink, I also and drink didn't some more. Like, what am I here for? I can't talk to you. I'm just gonna power drinks down.
I actually really feel like a lot of my weekend was ruined by like obligation and like I.
What about Saturdays?
Ruined.
Mosley's
you were a minister.
I mean, I didn't get to party that night. Oh. So and then I didn't party on that night because first of all, when you're outside, it's really hard to get drinks at the bar, and it was so hard to get to the bar. So I just, you know, was there for a couple hours and had maybe two drinks and then and a ton of water. Well, plus, I don't know. A lot of people knew me there and I don't need to get messy in front of
Well, right. I'm talking about as a teen, you know. This is kid stuff. You're at a party that's so packed you can't talk. What do? You get ripped.
No, you go outside. You go outside and sit by the fire and go, hey, John, get your guitar.
Oh, is that what you did? You guys just sang?
Yeah, so just a bunch of us were sitting, because a lot of people apparently were like me and could not be in the crush of bodies.
Mm-hmm. It was freezing outside, though.
It was cold.
Oh, no heaters.
Well, there was a fire pit, but it had just sort of a low wall around it, so it wasn't. It was pretty cold. But Hooman, at one point, Johnny. So at one point, we go in there because Johnny's thanking everyone for coming, and he played a scrimmage. His new team, his new softball team, played against my husband's softball team.
Who won?
We killed them.
Oh, boy.
Because, you know, they've been, our guys have been playing, and actually it was funny because I kept giving John crap all night about, like, you know, saying, oh, they let you win. And because I guess a bunch of the guys on his team are, like, super athletes and stuff, and they still couldn't kind of put their team together. But they just started. So he's up there. He's standing on the bar, and the place is just packed, and we're all mashed in there, you know. I'm like, yay, this is great. I want to be here. But Johnny is just rip-roaring. Like, he is
He's in heaven. Well, he's opening
his own
place. Bar.
Yeah. He's clearly, people have been buying him shots. I think that much was obvious. But he's up there, and he's just so funny, and he's laughing and stuff. And at one point, he wanted to get Hooman up. Hooman was sort of the MC throughout the night. So he's standing on the
cornhole.
Bar.
Cornhole. I was the MC for cornhole.
You did a great job.
Thanks.
So he goes, he's like, you know, Hooman, get up here. And I'm like, no.
Oh, no.
No, no, he's back. And I've never seen anyone climb up onto a bar like Hooman did. Like
a baby.
Like a baby.
I was wobbling.
It was, and I'm trying to get through the crowd to say, don't do it. Just hand him the mic. He'll say his words. But no, Hooman's got to climb up there. And oh, my God.
I'll do it from down here. And he goes, no. Get up here.
So Hooman's got a, first he gets like on a stool and he sort of like gets up onto it.
To get on my knees.
And he's on his knees. And then he leans over onto the bar and kind of swings one leg up over. I'm like, oh my God, this is a disaster waiting to happen. So he finally gets up there. I'm like, oh my God, he's safe. How's he going to get down?
I know.
Worse. But it was.
You can crowd surf down.
Oh yeah, you should have just thrown yourself into the crowd. Yeah, it's not like they could have moved out of the way.
Right.
Oh my God.
What a crush. So anyway, that was a.
Oh, and tell
fun
them
night.
Who won the cornhole tournament, what they got.
Oh, my brother won with his partner, Doug.
Big John.
My Big John. And so him and this guy from the softball team won the thing together. And they got a free beer a night at Mosley's for a year.
Wow.
I know. The dude.
Can you save them up and do the whole week, like go in and get seven?
On the weekend,
no, just
yeah.
one. Just one per night. One
Who
free
can
one
do
per
that?
Night. Well, people can. You know, they bring their wallet and pay for the next one, I guess.
Okay.
But they so they're busy making plans on how they're gonna get over there every single night for
oh
a year.
My gosh.
I'm like, oh my God. It's almost the worst thing that
I will
they could
meet
have
you
won.
Here at 6 PM every night for the rest of the year.
Exactly.
That's great. Good
yeah.
for them.
It was pretty fun. So blah blah blah. How was Easter, everybody?
Church was amazing, everyone.
Oh, good.
Did you guys, good. Did anyone else go to church besides me?
No.
I did not.
No,
right. I was didn't even cross under a blanket yesterday. I caught a cold at the wedding thing.
Oh.
And so I was just like between sweating and freezing yesterday.
Oh, hon.
And then I made John like just a steak meal because I didn't want him, you know, I wanted him to have something. He had to work.
Oh.
And I think. Two cars. I can't remember. He's been on a roll lately. He's been doing really well, so good for him. But I wanted to have some meal for him to come home to. So I'm like standing there sweating. I'm all here. I gotta go to bed. I just gotta go. I rip off my shirt. I was just like,
nice.
I gotta go.
That's a good
I had
show.
To lay down. Ugh,
and then
terrible.
You left him, huh?
Ripping out his shirt reminds me of something else too.
What happened?
That little girl I watched grow up on TV.
Oh, my God. When are we going to talk about
we'll
that?
Talk, let's
oh, wait,
talk
wait.
About it right,
so
right off the
Vinny,
bat. When we get
I saw your girl sent me a picture, and then I saw some on the internet of your little Easter, which is adorable.
Oh, was it good?
Oh, yeah. Well, I had a good weekend. I had nothing. So the exact opposite
so
of
good.
What you did oh. is what I did, which was Saturday, the missus had a birthday with Isla to go to.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
And I said, bye.
Mm-hmm. And I'll sit under the baby.
Me and Edie hung out all day.
Mm.
And I had it dialed. I did great.
Oh,
I'm like so
dadding
happy
yes.
with myself. Everything went perfect. The baby was fed, cared for, napped. We went on a long walk in the backpack.
Oh.
It was like the people in the neighborhood are waving and laughing.
Hey.
So cute. Look at you two. I'm like,
yeah.
Thumbs up. This dad.
I got this going.
This dad's pulling it, no problem. So that was my Saturday. It was great. Easy.
And did you guys do an Easter egg hunt?
And we did an Easter egg. We multiple Easter egg hunts. We met up with our family and the cousins got together and and they hid like 60 eggs. Mm. So
wow.
And you just watch kids and hope they're not going to be tyrants.
Right.
Egg hounds.
Right.
So
it's
and
my
they were
that's
okay. Yeah, well, it's just weird. I mean, it's a competition.
Kids.
You hold them at the door and then you're like and they're frothing for it. You open the door and they all take off running. Like
frenzy, man. Everybody's crazy.
Yeah. Yep. Oh, you had that too?
I took my daughter to a park and like, you know, she's 1.5, so she could not keep up. These kids are like knocking each other over. Like,
they gotta get the candy, man.
I'm like, never mind, honey. This is I need to go grab some eggs for her.
Just put them in her basket.
Anita's throwing kids off her. Yeah, yeah. I gotta get my kid an egg.
Yeah, it's
Easter. It's fantastic.
Well,
contact sport.
It's a little weird.
Yeah.
Because there's multiple ideas of how the eggs got where they got. And you're like, I don't know if we should have, had a meeting about the storyline here or what?
Stick with the Easter Bunny. Why is anyone, what is Jesus putting those things out there? Like, and what do they have
there
to do with
that?
There
a lot of different storylines happening at once. I'm like, they're in the same room as us. Can everybody hear this? Mm. I think everybody can hear this. It got weird. And
well,
I just
they're
was
a
like,
mystery.
Whatever.
Those Easter eggs.
I'm just here to take pictures.
Yeah, we took our kids to one when they were really little, and after that I was like, I'm just going to hide some at my house. I'm done with that.
Yeah.
So I'd have fun. Mm-hmm. Put them in our own backyard and just let go ahead. Don't hurt your brother. That's your only competition. And you're 2 years older than him, so maybe you could throw him one.
Yeah, let's put an egg limit on you.
100. Sean has two. He's like,
too tall.
All right, KLLC, KLLC, HD1, San Francisco, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. It's going to be a great week. Let's kick it off right now. See you in a sec.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.